There is no place I'd rather be than in His presence. Thank you for joining us today for our weekly devotional thought. And now, our host, Essie Johnson.
Welcome to In His Presence. Thank you for being with us on today. Today, our scripture passage comes from 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 through 5. For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. But you, keep your head in all situations. Endure hardship. Do the work of an evangelist. Discharge all the duties of your ministry. And this is the New International Version. Powerful message and a great challenge. Many of us have had people in our lives who have served as mentors. Perhaps you have had a mentor. I remember a very special mentor in my own life. I met her when she was considering taking a job at the university where I was an undergraduate. She and her husband were taking a tour of the campus and came into the student publication office. I happened to be there and we talked briefly. She later told me that meeting helped them to make up their mind to teach at the college. We became friends, and we were friends until her death a few years ago. I could count on her for reflection, for honest observation, and for solid and truthful advice. She was a friend and more than a friend. You know what I mean, because some of you have such a person in your life now. In her case, she was an educator, and she spoke into the lives of more students than she could even number. She taught, she corrected, she comforted, she encouraged them. Dr. Harvey spoke into their lives, and many around the country felt the pain of her loss, just as I still do. At the time of this writing, Timothy was moving into a new arena, a new area. Pastoring comes with a lot of responsibilities, and I can hear somebody saying amen to that. But every pastor can benefit from a Paul to help them navigate the waters. I love this particular chapter as Paul just goes in and lays out the reality of Christian service. Not all glamorous, not all rejoicing. I kept saying to myself, this passage is for today. Listen and see what you think. The young preacher is reminded when to share. And Paul tells him, in and out of season. When people want to hear the word, and when they don't want to hear the word. And we understand those moments. Moments where the word condemns us or our attitude, our behavior, and the word just corrects us. Sometimes we don't want that correction. But we need it. The Lord deals with us. He speaks to us through His word. And it is the task, the assignment, the job of the messenger to bring the message. Sometimes I'll get deliveries from UPS. Once I sign the document saying I've received the package, the company does not hold the delivery person responsible anymore. God's word must go forth. It must be preached. Some people will gratefully reach out to receive this precious gift. Others may not. Could be a lack of interest. It could be the timing. Not at this time, a person may say to themselves, or I'm not sure this message was meant for me. I think it may be meant for someone else. Too early. I don't want to get out of my sins right now. Too late. How could God possibly save me after all the things that I have done? And sometimes people just take the position that, not now. I don't want to be saved right now. Sometimes ministers may cry out to God asking, why? Why, Lord? Why didn't the people come for the invitation, Lord? I fasted, I prayed over that message, I poured my heart into it, and it just didn't seem to register. We are responsible for sharing truth. We are not responsible for the results. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. God does not make us responsible for the response that we may get from the listener. One plants, another waters. It may have been a planting that you were doing. It might be a watering that particular day with the message that the Lord laid on your heart. But the real question for us is, Lord, did I say what you put on my heart? Did I say it the way you wanted me to say it? Once that's done, it's in the hands of God. But woe unto us if we don't share the truth. Paul mentioned some serious issues in this passage. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears. They will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside. Turned aside. To fables, to myths, to lies, to things that just are not true. Every time I read this passage, it puts a little fear in my heart. It's too easy to be impressed by oratory skills, by presentation. And just as people were impressed by the physical appearance of Saul, who looked like a king, we may be caught up in the physical appearance, the presentation of a person, and miss the true import or importance of the teaching or preaching. Truth matters. It always has, and it always will. A leader who preaches with his life as well as with his lips matters. Someone who values sound doctrine matters. Paul lays it out on the table so there'll be no mistake. There are enough people teaching their own gospel. Fables, myths, made-up stories, pretend religion that feels good but is not, I repeat, not grounded in truth. There will come a time, he tells his mentee, when people will not want to hear the truth of the gospel. They might appreciate a thoughtful lecture. They might enjoy a comforting story. They might really like to hear reassuring counseling, all of which have their place. But their place is never to replace the gospel of Jesus Christ. The word of God stands on its own. Jesus Christ, born of the Virgin Mary, crucified, died, rose again, and now sits on the right hand of the Father, the truth and the reality of the gospel. Christ was more than a prophet, more than a good man, and it is he, only he, that we must accept as our Lord and Savior. Hard, merciful truth. God forbid that we will turn our ears from truth to believe fanciful and colorful stories that Paul considers fables or myths. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. John 14:6. The mentor, Paul, was right. And we must share this gospel message that started in the manger, continued on the cross, and is fulfilled in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We must hold to the truth and refuse to reshape the message to make it more acceptable to the listeners. The message never changes. The methods may change, impacted by culture and a particular time in history. The messengers may differ as they share with different groups. But the message stays the same now and forever. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for the gift of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the gift of salvation that you shared with us through him. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you for the truth of the gospel. And Lord, we ask that we would be strong and consistent in sharing your word during this season especially. We take time to thank you for the gift of your Son and the message he shared with all mankind. Salvation is for us all, and we need only come to him. Amen. Have a blessed and beautiful week, and join us again next time in his presence.
You have been listening to In His Presence, your weekly devotional program sponsored by None Like Him Anywhere.